It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend, and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Hey guys, welcome back to K-Pop Cafe on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory located in British Columbia, and your DJ Jaden is back again this week. So today I have something new for you guys. So all of the music that we'll be listening today throughout the entire show are not the ones that have come out recently, but they're all from 2009. I noticed a few days ago that most of the songs that I introduced to you guys on air were all only those relatively newer ones. And don't get me wrong though, but I do agree that it's good to follow the current popular trend, because if we do, we'll be able to keep ourselves updated on the music trend, and that would really let us join our friends' conversation who listen to recent K-pop too. But I think we should probably step back for a bit and take a break from following the trend and have some time to look back on the past K-pop trend to get to know more about the history of Korean music. Now, as I mentioned, we'll be listening to music from 2009, so that's old, but not very old enough to really get to learn about the actual history of Korean music in depth at all. But knowing who was popular and what song was getting everyone's attention back then and the previous generation of K-pop scene would really help us expand our knowledge of it. I really do agree with that. And the first song we gave a listen to at the top is Lollipop by Big Bang and 2NE1. And when I put that in today's playlist, something strange happened. So I have many friends who love 2NE1 and Big Bang. Like, they love them a lot, that they would know all about their song according to them. And a few of them, when I showed this song, Lollipop, they asked me who sang this song. I mean, but it was only a minute after that when I was told by them that they only got to K-pop after 2010. So, understandable, I guess. So, I decided that I should probably produce a special show for you guys where I choose a specific year in the past and play the old music. And I've chosen 2009 for today. So, let's begin the special 2009 theme show right now, bringing back the memories.
I'm not afraid. 이런데 사람들이 왜 우냐고 물어. 매일 울다가워 때가 울다가오는 걸 반복해. 나 왜 이러는지 술이 술인지 밥인지도 모르는 채 살아. 이 정도 아픔은 통과하는 듯해. 뭐 종이에 네 이름만 적고 하루엔 종일 종이가 시꺼매지고 서 옆에 놀아. 너 그리워 또 핸드폰을 쳤더나 눈물이 또 찾아와. 너와의 별이
나는 심장이 없어. 나는 심장이 없어. 그래서 아픈 걸 느낄 리가 없어. 매일 혼자 말을 해. 내게 주문을 걸어. 그래도 자꾸 눈물이 나는 걸. 아프다고 말하면 정말 아플 것 같아서. 슬프다고 말하면 눈물이 날 것 같아서. 그냥 웃지 그냥 웃지 그냥 웃지. 그런데 사람들이 왜 우냐고 물어. 이렇게 웃는
네가 떠나보부처럼 바보 같은 것 같죠. I can do 아무것도. 죽어라 방구석에 박혀 살아. 너 없인 할 일도 없는데 하룬 길어. 너무 길어. 근데 뭐 그리 바빠. 너를 외롭게 했어. 네가 쇼핑 가자 그럴 때 친구와 술 한잔 마시는 건 그렇게 쉬운데 왜 너한테 못했을까. 언제나 제일 느린 게 후회랬는지. 정말 바본지 끝까지 너와의 끈을 놓지 못해.
나는 심장이 없어. 나는 심장이 없어. 오늘도 뻔한 거짓말을 해. 가슴이 너무 아픈데 이렇게 부채는데 어떻게 웃을 수.
너의 미니 홈피 제목처럼 행복했던 내 어제처럼.
나는 심장이 없어.
We listened to A2 by Davich and Without a Heart by 8. So we have listened to some songs by Davich on previous episodes, but because this song A2 is pretty old, I wouldn't blame anybody even if they don't know this song. So understandable. I was really into it back then when I was in grade 9, it first came out. And I remember it was in the first top on my MP3 playlist back then. Yeah, it's awesome. Like, it's bringing me back to my old music taste. And the song we heard after that is Without a Heart by 8. The group 8 was, they disbanded a few years ago. I haven't listened to this song for a while, probably for the last couple of years. And back then when this song came out, whenever I went to 노래방, aka karaoke in Korean, every single person I went there with, especially my guy friends, they would always, like, always sing this song. Like, I don't know, for whatever the reason is, they really love singing this song. And whenever you walk on the streets in Korea, you would always hear this music every 5 minutes. Like, they would play it inside the restaurant, cafe, in the middle of the streets in Seoul. It would just be, like, everywhere. You would hear it in, like, every few minutes. But I didn't listen to it because I'm not really good at singing. I didn't sing it because I'm not really good at singing. And the group ate, as I mentioned, a few years ago, the group disbanded, so we can now only see the old videos of them singing together on the stage. But now, I think fans are hoping that they would come back together in the near future someday. And I'm one of the fans, too, hoping for that to happen.
I go by the name of CL21. It's been a long time coming, but we're here now. And we about to set the roof on fire, baby. Uh-oh. You better get yours, 'cause I'm getting mine.
Oh, 그저 친구라면 A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
You're listening to K-Pop Cafe on CITR 1.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory located in British Columbia. K-Pop Cafe is a show where we aim to provide the local community in Vancouver with everything about Korea, including the popular music trend, news on Korean TV shows, movies, and news about Korea to explain what's happening over there. So both of the songs we listened to, Fire and I Don't Care, are from 2NE1. They're representative songs from the old days. Starting with Fire, 2NE1 started gaining lots of attention from people in Korea, and they would take over the music charts from then whenever they came back with new songs. And personally, whenever I see Blackpink these days, they remind me of 2NE1 from 2009, because both of the groups have been produced by the same agency, YG Entertainment, and the same producer. But anyway, when 2NE1 first came out, many people in Korea called them female Big Bang in 2009, because Big Bang is also from YG Entertainment as well. And I also introduced them as female Big Bang too when I was trying to explain who they are to my friends who didn't know about them at that time. But as time went on, they came back with their own popular songs, and by then, 2NE1 was not female Big Bang. 2NE1 was just 2NE1. So those of you who love 2NE1 but never knew about this, these two songs, well, now you do.
Make a sound. Yeah, 2009. around what happened to them on Saturday night. Let's go.
Yeah.
네가 비워줄게 yeah.
사랑한 girl 알아 널 사랑했던 마음이 미움으로 모두 다 바뀌기 전에 돌아와서 네게
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Puck. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
Okay, so Saturday Night by Son Dambi and I Hate You by 2 p.m. and I Miss You by Yoo Seung Chan. So personally, I really miss the time when 2 p.m. had Jay Park as a member. And just so you know, if you guys didn't know that Jay Park was a part of 2 p.m., he was actually the leader of the group back then until 2009. And when this song, I Hate You, was released, he was the leader of the group. So listening to this song just reminded me of him. Well, now he's doing an awesome job as a solo artist too, so I'm really happy for him. And Saturday Night, made by Son Dambi, and this song made her one of the most popular singers back then. And I remember all of my friends who were into this song, especially my female friends of mine, wanting to learn the choreography, and then they would dance to this song for school talent shows and such. And I Miss You by Yoo Seung Chan, many people... many people don't really listen to him these days, but back then he released some of the really awesome songs that were like taking over like the entire chart. So I really recommend you listening to more of his songs later on. So I just played one of them. Later on, I'll play more songs for you guys by Yoo Seung Chan. And now we'll be listening to some songs by SHINee. You guys know SHINee, right? Because we listened to some songs that they have come back with a few months ago. But this song is pretty old, 2009. It's called Ring Ding Dong. So many people, there was a saying that because in November, Korean students in high school in November, they have the university entrance exam in November every year. And whenever that exam is getting, it's approaching, people say that we shouldn't listen to this song because this song is really addicting and it's going to get stuck in their head and it's going to keep playing while they're trying to study too. So this is one of the songs that many people try to avoid when their exams are getting close. So yeah, but now it's June, so we still have a few months away from the entrance exam. So I guess we can listen to it right now.
Baby, 내게 반해버린 내게 왜 이래 봐라 어때 My lady Ring ding dong 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 Butterfly 너를 만난 첫 순간 눈이 번쩍 머리 써 베리 딩동 울렸어 난 말야 멋진 놈 착한 놈 그런 놈
Okay, now it just got stuck in my head. It's like back to high school when I was studying to get into UBC. So I had like a few weeks break from this. Just because whenever I listened to this song, I just couldn't get it out of my head. But yeah, anyway, I hope it didn't get stuck in your head. Well, now we'll hear Kim Jong-guk, and I don't think we've listened to any of his songs air before. And if you never listened to him before, you might actually know who he is if you watch the show called Running Man. He's Spartacus, the strong guy, yeah, in that show. So anyway, enough of talking, and let's listen to his song, Happy Virus.
Hey girl. This is my confession. I think I'm falling in love. Hear me out.
어떻게 내가 널 찾게 됐는지 내가 참 착하게 살아왔는지 누구나 한 번은 행운이 오나 봐. 넌 내게 선물인 걸 스치듯 지나도 너만 보이고 머리에 가슴에 너만 가득해 그 웃음 한 번에 하늘을 나는 맘 이런 게 사랑인 걸 고백할게 사랑해 너를 사랑해 기억해 너만 기억해 오직 너 하나만 보고 너 하나만 아는 난 참 바보지만 행복해 나는 행복해 고마워 내게 와줘서 내가 살아가는 동안 숨을 쉬는 동안 너를 지켜줄게 약속해
사랑이 뭘까라는 질문은 이젠 여기서 끝 This is love 영원한 사랑을 믿냐고 내게 물으면 Yes, feel this love 정우는 어떻게 아이는 몇 명 집은 어디 몇 명 너만 바라보는 아름다운 병 온몸에 퍼진 행복 virus
사람도 변해간다고 만남도 이별도 이젠 싫다고 다짐한 마음도 눈높듯 사라져 이런 게 사랑인 걸
We'll soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open my latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool!
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable! Big business does it again!
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, that's about it for today's show. These are the representative songs that were like taking over official music charts and people's MP3 playlists back in 2009. and I really enjoyed listening to these old songs with you guys today after not listening to it for the last couple of years. And it really brought all the good memories to me personally too. So I'll have this kind of special theme shows more often from now on if you guys want it. And I'm always open to receiving song requests and producing special shows like this for us to enjoy together. So anyway, make sure to stay tuned right in for upcoming shows on CITR 101.9 FM. There will be many different awesome shows coming on air today, and I'll be back next Thursday at 1 p.m. as I always do. Thank you so much for listening to K-Pop Cafe today, and have yourself a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Girls, not so shy.